With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Victory for former President Donald Trump in the South Carolina GOP primary Saturday. He has not lost one yet, and his path to the nomination seems clear.
We're going to be up here on November 5th, and we're going to look at Joe Biden, and we're going to look him right in the eye. He's destroying our country, and we're going to say, Joe, you're fired. Get out. Get out, Joe. You're fired.
Mr. Trump has now swept every contest for Republican delegates so far: Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. A general election rematch with President Biden appears all but inevitable. This week will bring a number of key reports on the economy.
The government's February employment report is due for release Thursday. The median forecast is for 206,000 jobs created, compared to 201,000 in January. An update on the housing market starts the week with Monday's report on new home sales in January. Tuesday brings the Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index. Also this week, updates on inflation, consumer confidence, and consumer spending. And during the course of the week, no fewer than 9 high-ranking Federal Reserve officials will speak. Rich Thomason reporting.
Israeli media say that mediators are making progress on an agreement for an extended ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the release of dozens of Hamas hostages held in Gaza. The Israeli war cabinet met to discuss the plan last night. No official word yet, but insiders say it's looking good. A New Mexico businesswoman, Teresa McCown, accused of defrauding the U.S. government and two Native American tribes of taxes and royalties they were due for oil and gas her companies extracted from federal and tribal lands. A grand jury has indicted her. This is SRN News. Pro-life leaders say there's a lot of work to be done now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Popular pastor Greg Laurie is calling on churches to win hearts and minds one woman at a time.
In our church, for instance, if a young woman finds herself pregnant outside of marriage, of course, we encourage her to carry the child to term and either raise the child herself or put the little one up for adoption. And we have a support system where we're going to be there for her with all the things she's going to need in life.
He leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California.
I just think this is something that the church can step into the space and be a real light. And I think there's a place for, you know, dealing with this and the political system and with laws, but ultimately it's a decision of these women.
Laurie says the goal is to create a pro-life mindset in America, which would make abortion unthinkable. This is SRN News. Trouble at the Iditarod.
Claims of violence against women are roiling the world's most famous sled dog race. Two of the race's top mushers were disqualified this week, with one quickly reinstated just days later. 2023 Rookie of the Year Eddie Burke Jr. disqualified Monday on charges he choked his then-girlfriend in 2022, but the state of Alaska then dropped the charges, and he was reinstated on Friday. Meanwhile, 2022 champion Brent Sass was DQ'd without explanation. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 25th. It is the 56th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1913, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, giving Congress the power to levy and collect income taxes, was declared in effect by Secretary of State Philander Chase Knox. On this date in 1919, Oregon became the first state to tax gasoline. This is SRN News.